Now to Haiti, where many people are still making the dangerous sea voyage to the US. The Biden administration hopes to discourage those journeys with a new humanitarian parole program it announced in January. But as WLRN's Tim Padgett explains, misinformation is a major obstacle.
Haiti is overrun by gang violence, like this recent firefight in Port-au-Prince. Many gangs are more powerful than the police, which is why so many Haitians want to escape the country.
There's really no other option. It's more of a life and death situation because sometimes they just come for you to kidnap you and kill you.
Sandra Fish Maturin is a director of services at the nonprofit Florida Immigrant Coalition in Miami. She grew up in Haiti and still has a house there. The woman who takes care of it lives in a neighborhood taken over by gangs. We're not naming the woman to protect her safety. She wants to get her son and daughter out of Haiti, and that's where Fish Maturin comes in.
I grew up with her. She's like a mom to me, and this is my giving back.
By that, Fish Maturin means sponsoring the woman's children to come to the U.S. under President Biden's new humanitarian parole program. Each month, it lets up to 30,000 migrants from Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Haiti come to the U.S. for 2 years and work, but they have to have a sponsor here who can support them. A migrant sponsor does not have to be a relative. It can be just about anyone, a family friend or a small business. Fish Maturin believes more people would come forward if they knew how simple it was to be a sponsor.
It's an easy process, easy to upload your documentation, but it is unfortunate that there is a lot of misinformation because it's hurting the Haitians.
That's Haitian-American attorney Franly Julien of Miami in a video he's made to correct all the falsehoods. He says he's been monitoring Creole language media chatter about the parole sponsorship application form known as the I-134A. That misinformation, or disinformation, includes claims that sponsors need to pay lawyers and notaries steep fees to apply.
No.
Not true. Or warnings that if migrants here on humanitarian parole commit a crime, their sponsors will lose their own immigration status.
No.
Again, not true.
For reasons I cannot understand, we have people disseminating all kind of nonsense about the sponsor's legal responsibility.
Julien acknowledges some of the program's rules can be confusing. For example, unaccompanied minors are not eligible for the parole. But many Haitian expats who could sponsor and accompany them to the U.S. face uncertainty with their own immigration status. So if they go to Haiti to get the kids, they might not be able to come back. One of Julien's cases involved a 16-year-old migrant girl whose mother is here, still waiting to become a legal U.S. resident. So Julien came up with a workaround. The mother's husband, who is a U.S. citizen, traveled to Haiti to get the girl instead. Even that was a gamble because Haitian or U.S. authorities might not have released her to him because he's not her biological father.
We were extremely apprehensive, but it worked out pretty well.
Julien understands why Haitians might be skittish about the humanitarian parole program. For one thing,
they think it's too good to be true. Haitians have come to the point where they don't think good things can happen to them.
You have to understand the plight that Haitians have endured in order to get some sort of legal status.
Cassandra Suprin is a Haitian-American and family defense director at the nonprofit Americans for Immigrant Justice in Miami. She says Haitians have long been more targeted by immigration authorities, so many assume that sponsoring a migrant exposes them to financial or legal risks.
The biggest thing, they don't want to get in trouble, right? They are establishing themselves, their families, and although they want to help, they really don't want to do something that would jeopardize their status.
And what happens if an individual's two-year parole status ends, but the situation in Haiti doesn't change?
Sponsors are coming up to me and say, well, I'm worried about what's going to happen after 2 years. If the person just does not go back, am I still liable? How long does that responsibility last?
The Biden administration admits it's still working out that detail. For now, nonprofits are encouraging Haitians to utilize this alternative anyway. But with a presidential election on the horizon, it's unclear how long the policy could last. In addition, 20 Republican-led states, including Florida, have filed a lawsuit to stop the program, saying it flouts federal immigration law. For Here and Now, I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.